All right, number 14. Now, if you're slick, you will notice that G flat major pentatonic is the exact same thing as number 13, E flat minor pentatonic. They're relative majors and minors of each other, right? The key of G flat major pentatonic, you know, you harmonize that out to the sixth, and you got E flat minor. Just demonstrating, you know, G flat major, A flat minor, B flat minor, C flat major, D flat 7, E flat minor. There's our sixth right there. F half diminished and back to G flat. So why did I include it? I could have just said that I forgot to write it like I did in the previous example. I forgot to write the relative minor. But the reason I put it in here very deliberately is because I personally like to think the major pentatonic over the flat 5 of a chord, of an altered chord, as in example 14, rather than a minor pentatonic up a minor third. In real life, I found that that was too much thinking. And it's because I'm familiar with what the tritone substitutions. If you're not familiar with what a tritone substitution is, that's a topic for another day. Although I might just summarize. When you have an altered dominant chord, the dominant chord that shares the same third and seventh is a tritone away, meaning three whole steps away. In this particular case, C7's third and seventh, E and B flat, are also the third and seventh of G flat, three whole steps away from C. G flat. So G flat is the tritone of C7. Why do we care about this? Because it's an easy way to play over an altered chord. If you have C7 altered going to F, for example, you know, then I think it's much easier to think G flat. Get the idea. So that's why I included this in here. You have a C7 altered, and it's going to sound the exact same as it just did in example 13, but my thinking is G flat major 7, example of the C altered going to F. So I'll put that in my loop station. Here we go, 3, 4. I'll give you two bars of it. All right, and now I'll play G flat major pentatonic. And then F. Example right there I just did, I took E flat minor. My fingers, you know, knew that it was the same thing as E flat minor pentatonic. And then I took it back down a half step to D minor pentatonic. How do we get D minor pentatonic over the F? Well, if you go back to example two. I did a D minor pentatonic over an F chord, which is example 2 as it relates to the key of C. I hope you're following that. And if not, listen to it again. I simply went to the, I'm playing an F major pentatonic scale, but I'm thinking of it from the point of view of its relative minor D. So again, just to repeat what I did, I took a G major pentatonic scale over this chord and moved it to an F major pentatonic scale. However, my fingers recognized that it was E flat minor pentatonic and then D minor pentatonic. So I didn't actually deliberately choose that. It's going to happen sometimes. These things all overlap. So it's kind of like the more ways you have of thinking, the better, because then your fingers just kind of fall into what's easy and fun. I'm not saying you shouldn't stretch, but you know, the more ways you have of thinking, you can access stuff that you couldn't access otherwise. Does that make any sense? So I want to play around with that more for you. You try it as well. G major pentatonic, G flat major pentatonic over the C altered chord, C7 altered, to F major pentatonic. Or you can do any of the ones over the F major pentatonic. I'm digressing here, but you could use any of the categories. From examples 1 through 5, you could do a 1 major pentatonic, a 6 minor pentatonic, which we just talked about, a 2 major pentatonic, a 2 dominant pentatonic, or a 7 minor pentatonic. But I'll leave it at, I'll leave that up to you for now. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. Help but acknowledge what I'm doing there as well. Sorry to keep interrupting, but I'm not sorry because I'm teaching you. So I did G flat major pentatonic, right? And then when I got to the F chord, I used number 5, the example 5, I used the minor pentatonic a half step below the root of the chord. So in this case, E minor pentatonic. And one more time, I used G flat major pentatonic, which is the same as E flat minor pentatonic. And then I moved it up a half step. Cool, I love that. We're gonna do I'll put an extra example on the end here so we can extend that concept out a little bit. But let's do the half diminished first.